President Bush is getting closer to the trade authority he wants. Senate and White House negotiators have broken an impasse that threatened to derail it. They agreed on a way to offer health insurance to workers whose jobs move overseas. The federal government will offer tax credits for up to 70% of what it costs for coverage through a former employer or estate plan. This could clear the way for the Senate to pass Fast Track or Trade Promotion Authority, and renew trade preferences for four Andean nations. But NPR's Kathleen Schock reports time is running out for Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, and Bolivia.
A little over a decade ago, Congress passed the Andean Trade Preference Act, slashing tariffs on certain exports from the region. The idea was to spur economic growth and offer legal alternatives to growing coca for cocaine. Peru's ambassador to the U.S., Alan Wagner, says the program worked, helping his nation cut coca cultivation by 70%. Wagner says many Peruvians turned instead to growing and exporting asparagus.
We have developed the production of asparagus, and we are exporting them to the United States through the ATPA, and that is providing 40 to 50,000 jobs in very depressed areas, in which if we wouldn't have the production of asparagus, those people would be most probably planting coca in the highlands.
Likewise, Colombia credits the program with putting 150,000 people to work growing and shipping fresh-cut flowers. Bill Klein of the Institute for International Economics says the entire region has benefited.
In the last 10 years, the exports from these economies have more than doubled to the United States, and this has made a key difference to their growth.
Congress expects to renew and expand the Andean Trade Preference Act. Senator Bob Graham, a Democrat from Florida, says the additional benefits are needed. Otherwise, he says, Andean countries will be outflanked by Mexico and other countries with broader privileges under the North American Free Trade Agreement and the Caribbean Basin Initiative.
Unless we close this gap soon, there could be a stream of companies leaving the Andean region and moving to one of these areas where they get more enhanced preferences.
The Bush administration's drug czar, John Walters, says an expanded ATPA is needed to help curtail the supply of cocaine.
We don't intend to justify anyone here or abroad saying that because of poverty or because of other interests, they have a right to grow and produce poison to give it to teenagers and to those who are dependent. As we deny the legitimacy of the drug trade, we have to also provide outlets for legitimate activity where we can grow and prosper and trade effectively.
But the Andean Trade Preference Act has not been expanded. It has, in fact, expired. The Bush administration came to the rescue temporarily, deferring the duties. But on May 16th, the reprieve runs out. The Senate bill that would reinstate and expand the preferences has been stalled along with the rest of the trade package. Even with the compromised reach yesterday, Congress is likely to miss the May 16th deadline. And this would force the U.S. to immediately collect the duties Andean exporters haven't paid up until now. Peru's Alan Wagner says some businesses built around low tariffs will go bankrupt, and the whole region's economy will suffer.
It is front page news every day in Peru as well as in the other three countries.
Bob Graham says Congress must do something about this soon.
The time to act is now. The urgency is real.
Late yesterday, some Senate Republicans tried to split the Andean preferences from the rest of the trade bill and pass them separately. But that bid failed, and many more hurdles lie ahead. The House has passed a different version of the Andean bill, and those bills will have to be reconciled. And reaching a deal with the House on the rest of the trade package will take time. The displaced worker benefits that kept the Senate bill bottled up for weeks don't even exist in the House version. And until everything gets resolved and the president signs the whole huge trade package into law, the Andean nations may just have to wait. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.